But a man who created SA Home Loans in 1999 in South Africa is forming a new home loan provider. It looks like he's using Richard Branson-type confrontational methods, talking about taking on the big banks at their own game. And Simon Stockley, the chief executive of a new business, which is called Integer, he joins us now. Good evening to you, Simon.
Good evening, Bruce.
The basis of the new company.
It's a home loan offering, as you correctly point out. It's a slightly more, dare I say, sophisticated offering than that of SA Home Loans, in that allied to the home loan product comes a range of transactional banking services. So
online banking, debit cards, that sort of
thing. Online banking, debit card, and a credit facility. So each and every Integer home loan comes with a credit facility at 1% of the value of the home loan, but charged for at the home loan rate.
Effectively, you're creating almost another banking platform.
It's a bank replication. I mean, essentially, we are levering off the capital markets to fund the home loan, and we're levering off existing bank infrastructure to provide a product offering that we hope is going to be fresh and innovative.
But if you are offering a debit card on a product like that, you give me a home loan and you give me a transaction ability as well. So effectively, you're creating a bank account without having to go through the process of getting a banking license.
Absolutely.
Again, is that how does that fit in terms of the Banks Act?
Well, we're not a bank. I mean, our transactional banking is run through Bidvest Bank. They're our banking partner. The home loan offering is run through the capital markets. Because we don't take deposits from the public, we're not a bank, and as such, we don't require a bank license.
But I would be able to, theoretically, as I can with my own bank, pay my salary into my mortgage account every month and then use the debit card to transact.
Indeed, and most importantly, obviously, the credit balance that is reflected in your transactional account once pushed through your home loan account offsets the debit balance in your home loan account.
Now, explain the relationship. You're using the Bidvest Bank license, but you've got Purple Capital and Investec behind you as well.
Purple and Investec are our shareholders. Purple brings, obviously, a wealth of experience in terms of private equity and financial services. Investec, it's a private equity play for them, but they also help us access the capital market. So Investec are providing, in the first instance, a warehouse facility of 500 million rand in the ramp-up phase pre-securitization, and they will also take our securitization issue to market.
Why not use the Investec Bank license? Why use Bidvest?
This is an offering completely outside of the Investec private bank target market. I mean, we are positioning this very much at the middle income sector in relation to the bank sector. So it's completely separate and distinct from Investec. Theirs is a private bank offering, and we really are in the mass retail space.
I'm assuming, and it may sound like a stupid question, but it's one that must be asked, you're not doing a subprime type scenario as has been unfolding and unraveling dramatically in the United States.
No, not at all. You know, South Africa, to a large extent, has been protected up until now in relation to the fallout in the subprime market. It obviously presents some challenges in relation to launch. I mean, we're not impervious to what is happening in global markets. But our sense is that, you know, if you proceed with caution, if you concentrate on the quality of the underlying collateral, and you build, you know, a sustainable, conservative portfolio, you will find investors in the capital market to fund it.
But is there really appetite right now for mortgage securitization in the wake of the negativity around that subprime mess?
Bruce, there's been some widening of credit spreads in the securitization market, but there is still appetite. And I really think when, you know, to the South African market, what you're going to find is investors are going to retreat to quality. They're going to be looking for quality assets. And really, that's our challenge, is to originate only prime real estate assets.
When I introduced the program, I said the introduction of companies like SA Home Loans shook up the home loan market in South Africa forever. Banks would laugh at you if you ever dared ask for 1% below prime. Now that is commonplace, and some people even get 2% below prime, maybe even a bit more. Do you think that the creation of Integer is going to have a similar sort of shake-up effect on the housing market?
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, our initial consideration and offering is really one to be considered. I mean, it's really...